Our meditation from God's Word is taken from Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. Exodus 20, verse 15, just four words, "Thou shalt not steal." Now, God is holy. Man is sinful. The very purpose that God gave the Ten Commandments is that man may know the Holy God, and how man has sinned against this Holy God. And so to the children of Israel, that they may know who God is, and how they ought to obey Him and shine for Him as His people, that is full of sin and immorality in this world that they live in. Then in this 8th commandment, it implies that is something for them to steal. And it is something that does not belong to them. It belongs to somebody else. It is someone's property or possession. Something that they are not to take. Okay, whether in secret or by force, since it does not belong to them. Now, why would one want to steal from others? One of the reasons could be because of laziness. In fact, according to the fourth commandment, we are commanded to keep the Lord's day holy. But let us not forget, in the 6 days, we are to labor with our hands. And so, no work, we are not to eat. And so, if the children of Israel were not to work, how are they going to provide for themselves? So, they may be tempted to go the shortcut by stealing from others, if they were not to work, to provide food for themselves. And as a result, the 8th commandment will be broken if they steal. Now, dissatisfaction with one's possession and belonging can also cause one to steal from others. And so the whole attitude is, I want what others have, not contented at all with what you have. The desire to obtain what others have is very strong. Okay, even though we know that we cannot afford to buy it, but we still want. But how can we want it? And so when you allow that desire to go uncontrolled, that it will lead us to steal, to take without permission. And there is no way a man will be set free, because if you are caught, you have to pay for it. Now, the children of Israel must, through this 8th commandment, realize that all that they have comes from God. That indeed God is the source of all they are and possess. So to steal from someone is actually telling God directly, God, what you have provided for me is not enough. And I'm not contented at all. I want what others have. Well, the grass is always greener on the other side. That's our problem. You know, when we look at what others have, and let's fail to give thanks for what we have, and to be contented for what God has provided, then it will lead us to steal from others. Now, one can steal from not only just from man, but also from God. Now, although the 8th commandment falls under love for fellow man, as the 1st commandment deal with our love for God. Now, I believe to learn not to steal must begin with stealing not from God. Okay, if we can do that, then it is not difficult for us not to steal from man. Now, how can we steal from God? Now, we can learn this from how the Bible testifies against God's people, how they have broken the 8th commandment against God. Now, how do they steal from God? They have stolen from God at least two ways. First, from tithes and offering. Now, you were to turn with me to Malachi, chapter 3, verses 7 to 12. We will see how the children of Israel, how they have stolen the tithe and offering from God. Okay, you will read from Malachi, chapter 3, verse 7 to verse 12. Now let me read to you. Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from my ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offering. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, and there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, said the Lord of hosts. And so based on this passage, the people of God have been found guilty of stealing from God. In fact, the word, you know, God says, you have robbed me. You have taken, you know, what belonged to me and have repelled them from me. And so God's people can steal from God in tithe and offering. Now the possible reason why the children of Israel do this could be the lack of trust. The lack of faith in this God who will provide for all their needs. And so therefore, they withhold their tithes and offering. They did not give to God. Maybe even if they were to give, they give a little bit. Why? Because lack of faith. Because they could not see how they should depart. Okay? How their money would depart from them and be given to God. Perhaps they reason among themselves. God doesn't need all this. They try to justify. But the very thing that we withhold this tithe and offering, well, isn't it our lack of faith? Isn't all that we belong, not all that we possess in our hands, all belong to God? Why are we afraid to return unto Him what was belonged to God in the first place? In fact, we should return all. But God only requires a tithe, which is 1/10 of all that we possess. And so they failed to realize how they need to put their trust and faith in this God who is the source of all that they have in their hand. They own nothing. God is the one who has blessed them. God is the one who has provided for them. Therefore, they ought to have given their tithes and offering, seeing they belong to God. And so by withholding them, they have robbed God that belonged to Him. Okay, so that is the first thing, how they have stolen from God. Now second, the second thing that they can steal from God is, you know, from keeping the Sabbath day holy. If you turn to another passage in Nehemiah chapter 13, okay, Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 15 to 22. Okay, Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 15. In those days saw I in Judah some treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in sheep and lading asses, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manners of burdens which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day wherein they sold victual. There dwelt men of Tyre also therein, which brought fish and all manner of ware, and sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah, and said unto them, what evil thing is this that ye do, and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus, and did not our God bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? Yet ye bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants set I at the gate, that should be no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and sellers of all kinds were lodged without Jerusalem, once or twice. Then I testified against them, and said unto them, Why lodge ye about the wall? If ye do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, that they should come and keep the gate, to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of thy mercy. Well, in this passage, how the lost day has been, or how the Sabbath day has been forgotten by God's people. And it's a very serious thing. Why is it that they did not keep the Sabbath day? Again, isn't it not a lack of trust? They could have seen the Sabbath day as great opportunity. You know, as they see the businessman coming, trading. Oh, it is a good opportunity. Great business, because it is the rest day. It is a day whereby everyone is free. And so the opportunity to sell or to buy and sell is there. Why not? Great opportunity. But God is forgotten completely on the Sabbath day. And so God's people can steal from God when they did not keep the Sabbath day holy unto Him. Lack of faith, lack of trust. Indeed, God who will provide for all their needs. Instead, what have they done? They took things into their hand. They thought that this is opportunity for them to be rich. But to be rich without God is a curse, isn't it? That they ought to be spent unto God in worship and in service. How can we steal from God? Both in tithe and offering, as well as the failure to keep the Sabbath day holy unto Him. Now, what about stealing from man? Well, there are plenty of commandments of the civil law that taught us, you know, how one can steal from man. But we will just turn to one passage in Exodus chapter 22, or Exodus chapter 21, verse 16. Okay, Exodus chapter 21, verse 16. Just one verse. And he that stealeth a man, and stealeth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. We steal man from another man. Whether it's kidnapped, the capital offense to steal another man. And so the punishment is very severe. Now the punishment for stealing man compared to stealing animal is totally different. The main reason is because man is made in the image of God, while animals are not. And that is a fair punishment, okay, because man is regarded as unique and special in the sight of God. And so how can man take it lightly, as if man is no different from an animal? And the death penalty is proof for the importance of this 8th commandment to be kept, to be upheld. Well, we thank God that Singapore is still upholding the death penalty for every kidnap of a person, because it is a very serious offense. Now, what about stealing an animal? Okay, if you look at Exodus chapter 22, verse 1 to verse 15, we shall not read this whole passage. Now, the punishment is simply compensation, okay, depending on the type of animal stolen. Okay, if the animal is much bigger, okay, and the household depend on this animal for survival, okay, so there will be higher compensation for it compared to a smaller animal. Or also whether the animal stolen died or still living. And so the punishment meted out, you know, will vary. Okay, will be given accordingly. And so no Israelite is to steal from another man what does not belong to him. To do so would mean that he rebelled against God directly, because God's eyes are watching over all. Although thou shalt not steal seems to be a very serious commandment, and yet, when we look at this commandment number 8, is it not so easy, or is it not that easy for us to keep? Because we know that the law of this land, you know, will arrest anyone who will be involved in theft. If you were to steal from someone his possession and you are caught, well, you will have to go to jail. You will be imprisoned for that. I trust none of us have ever gone to jail because we have stolen something from others. So does that mean that, wow, this commandment is so easy to be kept? I think the problem is not so much, okay, of the thing that we have stolen. I think the issue here is how have we steal, okay, from others? Maybe not in terms of their possession, but could be in terms of time, in terms of the misuse, okay, of what has been entrusted to us. Okay, it could be in this aspect whereby we can be made, okay, to have broken the 8th commandment. Well, in our secular profession, abusing company's property is very common. But being a common practice does not mean it is right. Now, at times that it can be difficult to draw the distinction, but if we as believers know the 8th commandment very well, thou shalt not steal, then it will help us to respect others by not misusing the property put under our trust for personal use. Now, can we use the printer in the office, you know, to print Bible study note, to print our devotional material? Will your boss be pleased when he sees that, when you print all this material? Of course not. Now, for me, I can, because I work in the church office. What about you? If you are working in the office, you are not to steal from your employer. And so if you have been doing that, we have to stop. You got to stop stealing. For students, are you often late in submitting your report, your assignment, your projects? Keep on missing the deadline? What is also included in the prohibition of the commandment number 8? Why? Because if we submitted late, we cause the teachers, maybe they have to stay back later. Maybe they have to stay back unnecessarily, just in order to complete marking your assignment, your project. Causing all these kind of inconveniences, stealing the time away from them. Well, all this can cause us to break the 8th commandment, isn't it? Even in our business dealing, you know, when we have all these scales and measures, words and contracts, if we do not keep them, if we do not honor them, then we have stolen from others. Of course, we thank God that there are cashless systems that are put in place. You know, when we go on a bus, we just tap, okay, and then when we alight the bus, we just tap again. Everything is automatic. But even then, there will be some who will try to find loopholes in this kind of system. And when these loopholes, you know, become very blatant, committed, again, it is stealing, isn't it? Why are we always looking for ways to take advantage? Why are we looking for ways to try to, you know, shortchange others? Are we not breaking the 8th commandment? Well, thou shalt not steal is what we must remember to keep. In fact, most of us, you know, who drive, well, we know that we have to buy insurance. And I hope none of us have met accidents that is so serious, you know, that we have to make claims. And then when the time comes that you have to make claim, when other vehicles are involved, and you know that you're at fault, how will you file your claim? Will you honestly declare that it is your fault? Or will you try to write in such a way that, you know, your fault has become other people's fault, to minimize, you know, the damage that you have to pay? You know, when you don't have a neck pain, and then you just write, oh, because of the accident, I have a neck pain. And then you got a good payout. You know, I was told there are some who did this, and then they received a medical claim. Now, have we not stolen and broken the 8th commandment as a result of this? Well, even in my preparation for every message, you know, I've shared with you before. Now, if I were not to uphold the integrity and honesty, now, just steal from others, others' sermons, other points from others, I have also stolen. I have also broken the 8th commandment, isn't it? And so stealing is a terrible, terrible, terrible sin. And we must avoid it. We must flee from it. We must run away from it at all costs. Now we must realize that stealing is actually a manifestation of a form of a covetousness that is in our heart. We want what others have, and we do not want to work hard for it. We want a shortcut. We want an easy way. Now, why does someone, you know, want to do this? Is it not a lack of contentment with what God has graciously provided for us? In fact, there is a verse that says, "Remove not the ancient landmark." And that is also the application of how the 8th commandment is to be kept and obeyed all the time. The children of Israel, as they enter into the promised land, they will all be allocated, you know, a piece of land that they ought to look after. And they are not to steal from their neighbor. And so all the boundaries will be drawn carefully. Remove not the ancient landmarks. Some may be tempted to draw wider beyond the boundary that they were given. And as a result of that, they have stolen from others. Well, that can happen if we did not take heed of the 8th commandment. No, Apostle Paul says, "Not that I speak in respect of one, for I have learned, in whatever state I am, therewith to be content." God has given us, you know, all that we have accordingly for us to enjoy. Let us not compare with one another. Let us not compare our houses. Let us compare our car. Let us not compare our family. God did not make any mistake in giving us what we deserve to enjoy in this life. And God is fair. And God is righteous. And so we should always be content, be thankful for what God has blessed us, and to continue to trust in Him for His providential care in this life that He has given to us. And so if we have broken the 8th commandment, the only way out is to repent. And we can repent, and we must repent. Apostle Paul also warned in Ephesians 4:28, which is our memory verse, "Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. So in other words, don't be a thief anymore. And so when the question is asked, am I a thief? Let us not look at, because I'm not in prison, because I'm not caught by the police, therefore I'm not guilty of being a thief. But there are so many ways in which we have broken the 8th commandment. In the sight of God, that to him, we are thieves in every right, isn't it? If we are late for appointment, we have stolen the time from someone. Would ought to have been well spent. This person has wasted the time waiting for us. Have we not stolen the time, the precious time that belonged to him? Don't stop stealing anymore. Work hard. Don't be lazy. Come clean. Repent. Don't take shortcut. Let us be prepared to sweat it out. And Paul says, working with his hand the thing which is good. In other words, that we do a proper job. We don't cut corners. We make sure that the job that has been entrusted to us is done to the best of our ability. And that's how we can show a good testimony, a godly testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. What would our employers, what would our superiors say of us in regard to the work that we have done? Is it something shabbily done? Or are we giving the minimum? Well, sometimes we just justify saying that, oh, this is the minimum I give. God did not call upon us to give the minimum. God wants us to do it unto him. And to do it unto him means we have to do our best. If the score is 100 marks, let us achieve 100 marks for Jesus' sake. We all have to do our best in whichever calling that God has given to you. So as a professor in the secular world, as a student in the school, even as a housewife at home, how will you clean your windows? How will you mop the floor? Will you do it shabbily? Will you do it in such a job that you might as well don't do? Because in the end, it is still dirty. We want to do our best. We want to make sure that we give our best to God. And our reward is not measured by worldly standards. The world looks for honors, the number of credentials. We don't work for all these things. But rather, we look for faithfulness, because it is what God expects from us. Let us be faithful. If you have been a thief, don't steal anymore. So keeping the 8th commandment will lead to blessing unto others. Because that's what Paul says, that he may have to give to him that needed. If we were to work hard, we don't steal from others. We work hard with our hands, as far as God gave us the strength, gave us the wisdom, to continue to labor, to provide for all our every need, so that we may also bless others with the blessing we receive. Isn't that wonderful? Because that is what the verse says, okay, in the same verse, that he may have to give to him that needeth. It is not for us to accumulate. It is not for us to build a little kingdom on this earth. But how the blessing that God is pleased to give to us, as we obey him, as we remain faithful to him, all these blessings we are most willing to share with others. And especially to those who need it more than us. And we want to share with them, because we love them, just as much as God loves them. And so keep the 8th commandment will lead to blessing others. Do you believe it? It is not just preventing others from the loss of time or resources, but through our testimony of working hard, working honestly and faithfully, will result in the spiritual good of others. You know, when we keep the 8th commandment, it goes beyond not stealing from someone, because we will work hard. We will ensure that we do our best in every calling that God has given to us, whether you are calling as an employee, or as a student, or as a housewife, we want to do our level best for Jesus' sake. And then when others see us faithfully done all these things, who will they see? They will see Christ, isn't it? We will be shining brightly the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, in our life. And that's our whole purpose, isn't it? Our mission on this earth. To the unbelievers, we pray that they will see Christ in us, so that they may be driven to Christ and to find salvation in Him. So that they will be interested in the God that we believe. How is it that, you know, when maybe in making claims in our insurance, how is it that we can be so honest? We are not afraid of making loss. We are not afraid of paying, you know, even if it's our fault. We will not be afraid of paying for the damage, because it is our fault. We will be honest. And it is the testimony we want to bear for our Lord Jesus Christ. We will not be like the world, you know, who try to get yourself off the hook, by hook or by crook, so that you will preserve your NCD, so that you will not be liable for any further damages, which can be very heavy price to pay. But if it is your fault, you just have to admit it. You may suffer a loss as a result of that. But that is what God has called us to do. Not to steal, but to bear a testimony for our Lord, that others may see Christ in us, that they may be driven to come and believe in Him. What about fellow believers? It's the same thing, isn't it? No, we are surrounded by worldly temptations to be like the world, so that our light of the gospel will not shine, so that others will not see Christ in us. That's what the world is trying to do to us. But then when we see a godly example, we are encouraged. And where to find this godly example? Well, is it not among us, like-minded in the faith? Do we expect to find a godly example in the world? The world has no gospel. The world has no light. Only God's people, you and I, are given this mandate and mission to shine wherever God has put us in. At home, in school, at workplace, that we may shine brightly by our testimony, that others may be able to come to the light. And especially for believers, how we need to gather and be strong in the Lord and be encouraged, you know, when we see a godly example, we want to follow. And we are motivated. So the same thing happened to me, I want to do the same. You know, because I've seen a godly example. And it can spread, you know, as we gather together for fellowship, to encourage one another to be built up in the faith. But that's how we can help one another to grow spiritually. We all have our struggles. We all have our battles to fight in the world. But let us all come together for mutual encouragement. No one is strong all the time. For those who are weak, we pray that we will reach out to those who are weak. And we pray that they will turn to the Lord, follow the godly example that they can find, and keep the 8th commandment. And that will be a blessing, isn't it? For what the Lord has put us here, that we may be a blessing to one another. And so the requirement of this commandment number 8 is very simple, very clear. The way is not to escape imprisonment. That is an easy thing to do. Don't steal from someone else, isn't it? But what about the time? What about the misusing of properties? Maybe in small scale, no one will find fault with you. But God can see. God wants us to be honored. God wants us to keep the 8th commandment. All to His glory. And so don't steal from God. Okay, remember the children of Israel, how they have stolen tithe and offering, and even to profane the Lord, the Sabbath day, we don't want to follow them. We too must give to what is due to the Lord. We too must keep the Lord's day holy. We don't steal from God. And we don't steal from another man what belongs to another man. Going beyond the tangible thing, even in things that are intangible, such as time. Let us be punctual. Let us work hard. Let us be honest. Let others see Christ in our life. May God help us. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy precious word. May thou forgive us for many times how we have stolen from thee, in tithe and offering, and even profaning the Lord's day, that we have not kept this day holy unto thee, because of the temptation to work even on this day, having the lack of trust in providing for ourselves. And Lord, we pray that we will walk by faith and not by sight. We pray that we will keep this 8th commandment, honoring thee, and not to take that which does not belong to us. And to help us, O Lord, to show forth a testimony that is shining for the Lord Jesus Christ, that others may not be stumbled because of our sin, but that they may be driven to the Savior and to find salvation in Him. And even among believers, we pray that as we keep the 8th commandment, we pray that we will be godly examples to them, that they may be encouraged to trust in Thee by faith, and to learn to depend on Thee, and to learn to walk by faith and not by sight as well. O Lord, we pray that Thou will cleanse us of all our sin and help us to obey the commandment that Thou hast given to us. We commit all this, all unto Thy loving hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.